The leading cars are just coming off special stage 8, the first run round, Drumahalla. And I suppose the big stories, the headlines coming out of here outside Rathmullen. Chris Meek, the rally leader, he still leads this event, but he wasn't the fastest. Picking up his third quickest time off the rally, Callum Devine was quickest in there. While Josh McErlane punctured on the Fiesta, but he hasn't lost too much time. Chris Meek and Liam Regan in that Yaris Rally 2 now have an advantage of 11 seconds at the head of the field. It was cut from 14.3, with Callum Devine going the quickest, 7 minutes 7.2. And that's despite a bit of damage to the back of the car. The tail light of that Skoda was actually hanging out now, maybe in case that it clipped the bale or it bounced out maybe. But there was a very, very slight bit of damage to the car. But Callum certainly on the door handles. He was the fastest in there. The next quickest time was Josh McErlane, despite coming off the stage and having to change a puncture beside us. 7 minutes 08.3 for Josh McErlane. And then we have that time for Chris Meek. He was the third fastest, 7 minutes 10.5 for Chris Meek. But he had a big, big moment coming on to the really fast open stuff down at White Strand in fifth gear. And he had a bit of a wobble in the car, but he got away with it, and he dropped just over 3 seconds to Callum Devine off the back of that. Elsewhere, Philip Allen and Josh Moffat are really going at it. They were separated on the stage over the 13.8 kilometres by just 0.4 of a second. Philip Allen, 7.12.4. Josh Moffat done a 7.12.8. And that means they're separated by 4.6 seconds in the battle for fourth. Eddie Doherty wasn't too far behind, 7.13.2 to leave him 11.7 off the pace of Moffat overall. Cahan McCourt, 11.14.7, and he is now 3.9 behind Eddie Doherty. Really nothing in it between Allen, Moffat, Eddie Doherty and Cahan McCourt. They were separated in that stage 2.3 seconds. And overall, I'm doing the maths in my head there, there's 19.3, round about 20 and a half seconds separating those four crews overall between 4th and 7th. Michael Boyle is now the leading Donegal driver. Declan Boyle on board Con the Notes, leading Donegal crew, 7 minutes 19.8. They're 21.8 seconds off the pace of Cahan McCourt. Marion Evans was quick as well. 7.13.6, a good time by Marion Evans, and he's cut the deficit between himself and Michael Boyle from 7.3 down to 1.1. While Desi Henry continues to hold on to 10th place, he took 5.8 seconds out of Kevin Eaves in there in Drumahalla. So Desi in 10th, he trails Marion by 13.2, and with him being quicker than Eaves, it means that he has a 6 second cushion now over the Pettigo driver. So that is the unofficial top 10 as we see it. The leading cars still coming off. There are two cars, the Rally 2 cars. There's Ryan McHugh just away off. Matthew Boyle passed us as well. I might just check in to see if I've got any other additional times which have come our way. Yeah, there's been a few here. So the time of Desi Henry was 19.1. Matthew Boyle done a 19 dead. Kevin Eaves, 24.9. Eamon Kelly, 7 minutes 21.8 was the time for Eamon Kelly. Ryan Loughran lost a bit of time in two places, actually, in the overall standing. 7.24 for Ryan Loughran and Dale McGettigan. They are now in 14th position overall. And I'm just taking a look at the times to see. We may have lost David Kelly. He lost over 40 seconds to his rivals in Knockalley. He did get a time at the end of the stage. I didn't see him passing here, and he hasn't come up with the time sheets, so I would say due to that problem that he had in Knockalley, the rally may be over for David Kelly, who of course was chasing a podium for a third year in a row. We're going to have the modified cars coming off here very, very soon as well. Going into that Drumahalla stage, Aaron McIntyre had a 0.1 second advantage. Think about that. 0.1 of a second advantage over Rob Duggan. The Starlet was ahead of the Escort. That is a very, very interesting battle, and they're on the stage at the moment. But at the head of the field, Chris Meek still leads this event, but his advantage has been cut by 3.3 seconds. He now leads Callum Devine, the defending champion, by 11 seconds. The Yaris of Meek ahead of the Skoda of Devine. Josh McErlane's not too far away. He currently sits 28.3 seconds off Meek, and he's 17.3 off the vein. Well, this battle is so tight, anything can happen. The cars are now heading into service like a kill toy in Letterkenny, and then after that, they're going to come back out here and do this loop of Knockalla and Drumhalla, so they are, before they go back into service again, and they'll probably look to get a bit of time back as well, so they will, because they were running around 35 minutes behind due to a hold up the first time round in Knockalla. So that's what's going to happen. I'm going to keep an eye on the modified and the rest of the cars coming through. Join us again after the 12 o'clock news, and we'll have more details on the modified and how the leaders are sitting.